Through the example of Father Capon, we are given a model of how to be hope to a hopeless world, to be light to a dark world, to be so filled with joy that people desire to be around us. There's an urgency in the world right now. I want to enter the mission territory. In fact, the Lord has called all of us into this battle for souls. He's not given anybody a pass on that. Welcome to the Foxhole.
Welcome, everyone. This is Jason Searle. On behalf of Capon's Men, we thank you for joining us in the Foxhole. Our men's faith formation groups follow the example of servant of God, Father Emil Capon, a priest from Kansas, who lived the gospel in his simple daily life all the way through his heroic actions on the battlefields and the prisoner of war camp in Korea, where he eventually died at the hands of his captors. Although Father Capon was ordered to safety during the Battle of Insan, his response to accompany his men during the battle that ensued and their subsequent capture resulted in Father Capon becoming the most highly decorated chaplain in the United States Army history. His faithful service to our Lord and unwavering commitment to courageously inspire all those around him was an example we'd all like to emulate. The Foxhole has been honored to host guests who are making a difference in their communities, families, and their faith circles. And we explore how they, just like Father Capon, are doing the simple things in extraordinary ways. We want to thank our listeners for joining us in the Foxhole each week and for sharing it with their friends and families. This week, we mark the end of a tumultuous year of 2020. And we owe a huge debt of gratitude to our 40 guests who have brought incredible stories of faith. And by sharing these stories so graciously, have shown us how we, just like Father Capon, are called to use these gifts, whatever they are and wherever they are, to the best of our abilities. Being blessed with so many stories, we thought it best to pause, to reflect, and to give thanks to the blessings, lessons, and graces we've received through this pilgrimage we've dubbed the Foxhole. So this week, we're going to put a different twist on our normal episodes and have the producers of the podcast reflect on the episodes that have moved them, that have brought them to a different understanding of their faith, that spoke to their journey, and have strengthened them. What follows is a conversation recapping the blessings we received by working on and delivering the Foxhole, which has had over 11,000 listens over the last 41 consecutive weeks. And our hope is that this reflection will serve as a catalyst for all of us to spread the story of Father Capon and to live our lives as he did, as humble servants of our Lord, wherever we are, no matter our circumstances, and to truly believe that we can make each other stronger disciples by sharing our lives together in faith. Know that as we look forward into a new year of hope, by our Lord's promise of redemption, that we are now living in this blessed Christmas season, as we approach it with a sense of gratitude and with the same optimism and courage that Father Capon showed his men. Joe Ferris is going to lead us with a prayer. And with this, it's an honor to introduce and welcome my brothers in faith, Joe Ferris, Nick Delasega, and Scott Carter. Welcome, brothers, and thanks for joining us in the Foxhole.
Thank you, Jason. The poet Mary Oliver, she said a quote that I've been thinking about a lot the last few months. And she said, "There will be a time when you believe everything is finished. That will be the beginning." Now let that sink in for a second. There will be a time when you believe everything is finished, and that's the beginning. And as Jason was doing the intro today, I couldn't help but think about how the Foxhole was born at a time when the world was chaotic. People had fallen into despair. We had no context, really, historically, for what was going on in the world. And in that chaos, something beautiful was born. Something where hope would meet and eventually overtake despair. You know, we didn't have great plans going in. There wasn't a huge business plan and timeline and goals. It was just, let's get guys together, men and women and families, and let's have calls and let's talk and be a place where holy conversation can lead to more hope in the world. From that spot, you know, it's just grown and grown. And Jason just talked about 11,000 downloads, 41 weeks, 40 plus guests. And all of this, my friends listening today, was really built upon trust. Trust in God, trust in the people listening, trust that this was the space that God had put us in historically and in the church and in the world to do something beautiful. You know, my favorite scripture verse is Luke chapter 1, verse 37. It says, "Nothing is impossible for God." And that has really been the foundation of the Foxhole. So I want to walk you into prayer today and walk you into 2021 And I just want to ask you to rekindle, to reignite, to reimagine, and just to become a person of hope and trust, and a person who looks at a God who says, I can use you to do the impossible. So in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for the good times, Lord, and we thank you just as much for the times where we have struggled. We thank you, Lord, for the peace, but we also thank you, Lord, for the moments of chaos that birth beautiful things. I pray, God, for Jason, for Nick, and for Scott, Lord. I pray for their families. I pray for the things that excite them and get them fired up, and I pray, Lord, for the things that they struggle in. I ask you, God, to fill this call with your love. And most importantly, Lord, I ask Father Capon to pray for us as we have yet another holy conversation in the foxhole. I ask you, God, to direct all of it and to make all of it for your glory. Come, Holy Spirit. Be with us today, Lord, and be with anyone who's listening right now. And give us yet again more hope than despair, more peace than chaos. And help us, God, to see 2021 as an opportunity for rebirth. I ask all these things to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Friends, welcome to the Foxhole. I know I've got Jason called them the producers of the Foxhole. We're on here with Nick, Jason, and Scott. And I'm just going to jump right in because Jason set us up nicely. And I think all of us have listened to all these episodes a whole bunch of times. But I just want to ask you guys, and you can jump in and answer as you see fit, what was an episode that you would say, man, this really impacted me? And maybe tell our audience a little bit about why it impacted you and maybe who the guest was and if you can remember about when it happened so the listeners can go back and listen to some of those episodes.
Thanks, Joe. This is Scott. And I'm going to share this one from a couple different perspectives. I think for me, we line up these guests each week, and it's so interesting to be able to talk to them and everything. And to get the opportunity to speak with General Patrick Brady, who's only one of only 80 Medal of Honor recipients that are still alive, was an honor. And I think I wasn't able to be at the Medal of Honor ceremony for Father Capon in 2013. And so to be able to, like, just meet one of them, you get the sense of, like, the gravity, the weight of what they did, and to hear his story about how he flew in Vietnam, his helicopter, over 5,000 rescue missions, and braved danger, braved getting shot down, braved shrapnel, all sorts of things, the weather, in order to save lives. It kind of gave me a little bit of a perspective of Father Capon's attitude. He said, you know, if I die doing this, like, what better way is there to go? And it was kind of just as simple as that. It was just his faith speaking. So for me, I think just the opportunity to meet him, to interview him, was a powerful moment. And then another thing, just from one particular episode that has really stuck with me, was from Father Stephen Vrazel's episode. And that was when he was talking about St. Michael the Archangel. And I don't know if that's because my middle name's Michael or because we pray the prayer often after daily masses here, but it really got me thinking how powerfully St. Michael can act, not just sort of like this vague sense of evil in the world, but to really purify our own hearts and to reach in and remove what is keeping us from the Lord inside. And so I think that stuck with me most of the time now when I pray that prayer. It's like, okay, I'm the one who needs the purification first inside my own heart. And then when I pray for the world, I pray that prayer, I can think like, okay, God wants to bring people to him. It's not just like, he wants the world to be perfect, because that's not the case. But he wants to remove that evil that's within hearts. And it makes it a much more personable thing. So I think that aspect of St. Michael's work has been something that's really stood out to me.
That's awesome, Scott. There's several that stick out to me as well. And I kind of echo the thought of getting to know these people and just talk to them and kind of learn their stories has been such a blessing. For me, one that sticks is Dr. Jim Otteson, the professor from Notre Dame, business professor. And I think it kind of connected with me because of the work that I do. I got my degree in accounting and finance. And in it, he talks about business and the way that business is viewed by the world. And a lot of times people see it as a little bit selfish. And if you're in a professional like a business profession, you're not in the healthcare field. You're not in maybe another thing that is directly, you know, influencing and affecting lives like the world thinks of that. And when he talked, it's something that I think I've thought of, and we all strive for fulfillment. And in his conversation, it was talking about how to evangelize in your profession, in the business world. And it just really hit home. One of the things that he talked a lot about is how to use your gifts. And so God gives us all gifts, and basically you can use those in the business world and encounter people day after day after day. Yeah, I mean, if only your only goal is to make money and that, then maybe that's, you know, you fall short there. But if it's to bring Christ to the people that you're encountering and working with and interacting with, gosh, it's such a fruitful and fulfilling thing. And so, yeah, I think in my career, you know, had times when I'm striving or searching for what it is that God wants me to do. And I've had thoughts that he said, except I think he put it much more succinctly and really, really talked about it well and how evangelization works, and just we're all striving for the kingdom. And so I really think that one sticks out to me, among others, but he's a guy that, talking about getting to know these people, like if I ever end up in South Bend, I'm probably calling him and seeing if we can go to dinner or something like that, because he was excellent.
Hey, Nick and Scott, I appreciate those as well. And I'd look at this and the question Joe posed us a little bit, like asking what's your favorite kid. We've had so many great guests echoing what you both have said. And I'd love those episodes that you referred to. And it's really a nice walk down memory lane of where we've been thus far. And so I kind of look at this and I say, well, which episode or what lesson just knocked me off my feet, kind of gave me an aha sort of thing, you know, and helped renew my faith. And the one that kind of percolates up here for me is Haley Scott De Maria. Just, again, getting to know her and listening to her story, but particularly her comments on the power of prayer. And how she talked about while she was laying in the snow and the ice pack, how that really helped, looking back, was something that helped her to be able to walk again when her mom was praying for her child just to be warm. And as a parent, you can only dread thinking about something like that happening to your kid, and you're flying across the U.S. in the middle of the night trying to get to your kid as fast as you can, and you're just keeping them in prayer and praying for, she's praying for her to be warm. And in fact, it was, you know, being cold that kept Haley where she needed to be and allowed the surgeries later to become successful. And that as well, the other story of prayer about running into a gal in Annapolis and the gal that struck up a conversation with Haley about her Notre Dame swimming shirt and asked her, you know, if she knew about the bus accident and, you know, had she been on the swim team and all of that, and come to find out that, yeah, it was Haley that she was talking to and telling Haley that I prayed for you. And that to me just showed a tremendous linkage and communal aspect of our faith together and the power of a personal relationship with our Lord and how we just need to be relying on prayer. And just like a mom, we may not like the answers or know the answers, and oftentimes we're not going to see the answers in our time or our understanding, but just a sense of God's got this, and just being more reliant on prayer, that really swept me off my feet and was a tremendous gift to meet Haley and listen to her story.
So friends, if you're listening to the podcast now, you've just been challenged maybe by Nick and Jason and Scott to go back and listen to General Pat Brady's or Father Stephen Brazell or Dr. Jim Otteson or Haley's podcast. All those episodes impacted the three guys you're talking to right now. And I would say for me, Father Nathan March was early on in the pandemic and early on in the time of quarantine. And I remember just listening to him, and he said things that I've used constantly during the pandemic. And he said, you know, when you're in the crisis, Joe, you rise to the level of your training. And I remember thinking, what the pandemic has done is it's revealed who we are. You know, he said, Father Capon wasn't necessarily made good by being in a prisoner of war camp. He said, Father Capon was good before he went in. And so my call and my encouragement for me anyway going into 2021 is I have got to get into training and stay in training, because we never know what's coming next. But I want to move a little further down the road and move from impact to life lessons, things you've taken away. I feel like 40 times Jason said we've been on these holy conversations, I always leave with something that challenges me. But guys, what is it that maybe has struck you and maybe a lesson you'll be taking into 2021 from the podcast that you can share with our listeners and see if they can maybe have some of those lessons as well?
I definitely, so many lessons I've been learned from this. Quick little story. Probably 6 years ago, I was on the Father Capon pilgrimage that travels from Wichita to Pilsen, Kansas. And there was a priest on it named Bishop, or Father Joe Coffey at the time. Now he's a bishop, Bishop Joe Coffey. We had him as one of the people on the podcast. And while he was on the pilgrimage, one of the things he talked about was what it means to be on a pilgrimage. And he actually gave this awesome presentation, and we were in a ditch on the side of the road in the middle of Kansas, and he called it the Sermon in the Ditch. And he gave this unbelievable witness and talk about what it meant to be on pilgrimage. Fast forward to when this was all going on at the beginning of the pandemic, and we were kind of figuring out what direction God wanted Capon's men to go, we were like, well, let's start having these phone calls. And then that led into recording an episode and another one and another one. And eventually, now we've got 40 some all recorded. Part of what Bishop Coffey talked about in the Sermon in the Ditch on the pilgrimage, and a little of what he talked about in this 6 years later, is trust. And just knowing that God wants us to, he wants us to get to a place. And we don't necessarily know what that place is. We a lot of times are looking for direction. But if you do the right things and you put yourself in a situation that is good, he will answer prayers for you. And I think through this whole thing, we prayed about what direction we wanted Capon's men to go and what that looked like. And then all of a sudden, we've got this podcast that's been a lot of fun and so far a success. And so anyway, that really is the lesson I think that I'm able to take from it is, gosh, even when you're not sure what the next right step is, that, or you're not sure what the destination is, you have to just take the right next step, and that'll lead us to whatever it is that God wants us to do.
I'd echo that. I think it's somewhat interesting that the message Nick picked had to do with the Father Capon pilgrimage, and I just see all these parallels about, you know, how we talk about our lives being a pilgrimage and the journey that we're on. And my story that really impacted me came from listening to Father Matt Pelikowski, who joined us on the pilgrimage years ago and has come back several times. I just think he's an incredible man. He's an incredible priest. He's just got stature, and I just love and respect his service to our country and to us as Catholics. He's just a tremendous leader of us as a flock, and somebody that just inspires me greatly. And we're honored to have him. And it was early on as we started the podcast, and for him to really, you know, at the time, you know, not understanding what COVID coronavirus was, and it's very scary and it's unknown, and you know, you just gave me this sense of maybe it's a chance to experience a little bit of what those men that Father Capon was with and was inspiring all along the way, what they faced and what we're going through. It's not as bad as that. And but to not be afraid and to have courage. And he talked about how there are similar things between the pandemic and those trials that those men faced. And There's one element he talked about around, you know, wearing masks, and not to, you know, make that a political thing, wearing masks or not wearing masks, but masks do, they cover up our smile. And that's one of the things I've just been totally present to since he said that as you're walking through the store, as you're walking into a church, now that we're back at church, you can't see other people smile, and it's a separation from us, from our community. And to look forward to, you know, someday normalizing again and being able to see our smile and use those gifts, use those smiles, and just to encourage one another. And maybe that we don't have our smiles right now that we can show publicly. How do we do that in creative, different ways and continue to inspire and lead in our little corners of the world? So for me, Father Matt's message of, you know, hope and courage and being able to have a little lens into what the trials and tribulations that we didn't choose, just like the men that Father Capon was leading, they didn't choose that either. And to know that Father Capon did make that choice to just step up and accompany those guys, we get to make a choice every day on how we respond, and I love that lesson.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. My lesson does not come from the pilgrimage itself, but I think it ties into that really well, in that you know, there's a lot about accompaniment and the person-to-person basis and choosing to act. You know, where we are, we don't get to choose the circumstances. And the guest that we had on that spoke to that, I think, so well was Chris Benzinger. And he had the quote. He said, "Great community doesn't come from communal events. Great community comes from a group of people that love one another on a person-to-person basis." And, you know, that's my challenge for this year. I think so easy, working behind the scenes on this and just the Father Capon stuff, it's easy to get caught up in just the little work, the little tasks that need to be done, and forget about the people. And to me, it's such a great reminder that, like, I can be sort of, in a way, the face, the ambassador for Father Capon, even though I am so unworthy to do so, unlike him. And if I was in those circumstances, we wouldn't want to see that. But to be able to share his story and to really, I think, invest in other people's stories is the key. I think that's my challenge. I think that's what is going to make the world a better place. What we need to do as Catholics, as Christians, and gosh, if we had more people like Chris around in the church, I think we'd be doing pretty well.
That's good stuff, Scott. That's good stuff, all of you. I would tell you, if you're keeping score and you're taking notes on which episodes to go back and look into, Father Matt was in there with Jason, and then you heard Chris Benzinger and Nick mentioned Bishop Joe Coffey's episode. And I would just say to everyone listening, I want to talk a second about somebody who means a lot to Capon's men, and it's the episode with Father John Lansworth. Father Lansworth, the first time I met him was on a Capon's Men retreat, and I think he slept on the floor. I'd never seen a more humble servant of God than him, and I watched as man after man took walks with him. So I'm just saying to you, yes, go back and listen to Father Lansworth's episode. Listen to all these episodes. But if you ever get a chance to talk to him, listen to what he says. The man is almost like a mystic, the way he speaks of the Lord. But in the episode that we were in, first he talked about my beloved Bengals in a very positive way, and that made it nice. And then he went into the idea that during this time of quarantine, we need to deepen our understanding of what it means to first ask for forgiveness and then to give forgiveness to people that hurt us, and no better place than to practice that than the domestic church. So I'd say, for me, I'm going to take that into 2021 and really put that into practice in a big way. I need to move into this last section of our time with this distinguished group of guys, because I think there's something called the tyranny of now, which really just is being so focused on ourselves, our circumstances, COVID, politics, unrest in the world, where we get so overwhelmed we're unable to see the big picture or the long view. And I know that as we look back at 2020, in particular in the podcast, I know we've all received tons of blessings. I'd love for you guys to tell some of the blessings that you've maybe received from being a part of the podcast and the production end, the weekly calls, or maybe even in some of the preparation.
This is Scott. When people complain about 2020, I'm kind of like, hey, it wasn't all that bad. Like, I got married. That was a great thing for me, you know? I know that wasn't the case for everybody, but it really... I mean, for me, that's such a blessing in itself, because it's like I could be complaining about all the bad stuff of the year, or I can focus on the good stuff and what the Lord does give us. And no, it's not perfect, but what a blessing we have anyway. So I think for me, like, that kind of changed my whole perspective of the year. It's like, I've got nothing to complain about. I know a lot of people probably do have a lot more to complain about, but for me, that is a huge blessing. I also think it wasn't necessarily the podcast, but related to work, my invitation to go to down to EWTN and talk with Father Mitch Pacwa on EWTN Live was really a great opportunity for me. It really got me thinking what was most impactful in Father Capon's story to me, and also what I thought would help others, what they needed to hear, and to share that. And then, so not only the opportunity to think about that and try and convey that, but also to hear from others who watched it, maybe how they a lot of people reached out and shared how Father Capon has impacted them, and some remarkable things that maybe at one point we'll be able to share more about it. But I share the story of his roommate who couldn't conceive and have children, and this is Father Capon's roommate, and after he passed away, he and his wife prayed to him, and they had three beautiful children that were all miracle babies. So I shared that story on EWTN and had someone else reach out and say they had the same sort of thing. About 7 years, 8 years, they had been trying to conceive, and a priest they knew who loved Father Capon's story prayed over them, and they were able to conceive, and the child was born on Father Capon's birthday, of all days. Just remarkable. It just floored me, and it was a great reminder of why we're doing what we're doing, and why, and that Father Capon is still at work, even if sometimes the cause takes a little longer to progress than I would like, if some of the work isn't always done over in Rome. It's a great reminder that Father Capon's still at work, the Holy Spirit's still at work.
Awesome, Scott. And actually, yeah, great wedding too. I got to go, a lot of fun, and you killed the EWTN presentation, so good job. For me, I think in hindsight, looking back at this year and everything going on, my thought is all of the people that we talked to, there was a reason that we called and reached out, and I think for me, one of the temptations that I have is just the temptation to, you know, want more, do more, and every single one of these people wanted to do what God wanted them to do, and did the thing that he put in front of them, and that's, again, like, what led us to interview him. We have retreats every year for Capon's Men, and we've talked about them some. The very first one, Joe kind of framed the question of heroic virtue and what does that look like? And really that led into, can one man, one person, one soul change the world? And of course we were talking about Father Capon, but the directive was to turn it around and apply it to ourselves. And that's something that still sticks with me. Because at the end of the day, yeah, normal priests that loved really well, and really did what it was to the best of his ability that God wanted him to. And I think that it kind of looking back over my shoulder at the last year, yeah, I mean, it's been a strange year and kind of a hard year in a lot of ways, but at the same time, without those struggles and without, you know, without the prison camp, then we probably don't know Father Capon's story as we do today. And what a blessing. And so, yeah, looking back, just such an inspiration to have all the folks that we were able to talk to and kind of spread this thing, Capon's Men, and just learn about them and know that there's so many more people out there, that are yet to come.
Hey, Joe, I loved you mentioning Father Lanzarth. He's just been a great friend, personally a great friend to Capon's Men. And when I look at the blessings, Father John Hotze, and just really all of our guests, getting to work with you guys each week and be in the foxhole together as we kind of script, you know, what are great stories and, you know, what order do we put them in, and the technical elements and all the things that go on behind the scene. We're kind of in the foxhole together each week as we're figuring this stuff out, and to watch it unfold, and really with very few technical glitches, but the small ones that we've had to kind of watch Scott be able to fix that. You know, I had a big faux pas when I forgot to hit record on Vice Admiral Jim Crawford, and his humility to come back and just say, hey, let's do it again. If in the Navy we didn't screw something up big by, you know, 6 a.m., we're doing great, or whatever, he had said, let's go right away, and we re-recorded that. And It's just been a blessing being in the foxhole with you guys. And I'm going to, at the risk of, being self-congratulatory here, I want to thank Scott for all his work behind the scenes. And he's really been the technical guy with the music and the intro and outro. And each week, for all the people that are listening, he's the guy that puts together, the challenges. He's listening diligently. We don't know what the folks are going to say on the call. On the podcast, we give them a framework and some guide rails on maybe a piece of their story you'd like to dive a little deeper into, because everybody's got these great stories and we're just asking them to share their story, and maybe there's something we can glean. And Scott pulls that out each week in a challenge, and he titles the episode and he publishes it. And, so for me to kind of really look at the blessing, I just tell you real quickly, the biggest one coming out of this was to watch what happened with my daughter's episode a couple weeks ago, Gabby and Sabrina. And, I don't think a lot of our listeners know that back in 2007, I almost lost Sabrina in a swimming accident. And she was nearly drowned, was unconscious, CPR, paramedics come and the whole thing, and in intensive care, and she was fine and bounced back incredibly. And, not really, no days go by without me really thinking of her as a gift, and to watch her and her sister mature into these beautiful young ladies of faith, and just their lesson. And Scott pulled it out again from something that they said, and it was make heaven your goal. And it's that simple, guys. I'd say that, my daughter framed it and Scott captured it. Just make heaven our goal. And there's a million ways we can do that every day, and thousands of ways that we're called to do it. And it takes fortitude, it takes courage, it takes devotion, it takes faith, and most of all, it takes one another at giving each other strength. So being a part of that journey and getting to watch what my daughters had to say just as a father made me super proud, super humble, and just really framed up what a blessing this journey's been.
Yeah, this is getting kind of sappy, but I love it. I feel like it's just fun to hear the beauty of each person's vision about what's going on here. I will say Nick brought it up, Jason brought it up, and everyone brought it up in the conversations. But the perspective of all of us, and having been around kind of since the early days, me in particular, of flying out doing an event in Pittsburgh, Kansas, which I didn't know a lot about, and then bumping into this story of Father Capon and it just transforming. I can't think of a time I've gone somewhere where I didn't bring his story up, because it's so perfect and powerful for the average person to see that this ordinary priest did extraordinary things in pretty horrific circumstances. And really his whole life, he did those things. So I was thinking about that and praying about that, even as you guys were just answering that question, because Jason kind of showed the behind the scenes of, we don't always know where this is going to go. The plane just takes off from the airport and we hope it's going to land at some point. But there are little nuances that you may hear on the podcast through time where Jason says, welcome to the Foxhole Brothers. Like, for someone to use that word brother, I think it implies that we see everyone as being on this team. It's not just the four of us. It's the men, the women, the families all around the country who've been logging onto this and downloading it and meeting weekly. And there's power when we gather in that way. I've personally been blessed, maybe a little differently than the others on the podcast, in that I've traveled the United States and I go places, and I'm always in awe of the people who come up to me and either saw something on the video series on Formed or have logged into the podcast, because I've still been traveling some. And I keep coming back to the idea that from holy conversations, God does magnificent things. And he does them with ordinary people. I last week got a message from someone who was just so encouraged and challenged and inspired by the work we're doing. And part of it is because it's not perfectly clean. It's not perfect. I remember the podcast Jason was talking about where we recorded it and had to re-record it. And I thought, man, this is so hard. But it's also so beautiful that it's not polished and perfect. And I think Father Capon hopefully would be proud of the work that we're doing. And I just want to end, before we pass it to Scott, to somehow pull some challenges out of this, I just want to say to the listener, we see you, we hear you, we know you're there, and we love the fact that you are consistently sharing this message with the people around you. I told you before we started recording, because I wasn't recorded early on in the calls, That we, this isn't something we've done that's like a, you know, hey, let's put it out there and see what happens. This is real. Like, we're walking through real life. And I just want you to know that I personally am praying for you. I know Scott does. I know Nick does. I know Jason does. And I'm honored to serve. I'm humbled all the time by the goodness of the men all over the United States. So on behalf of me, to anyone who's downloaded any episode, I would say to you, know that we really know that your time is valuable. And we know that by being on this call and jumping on these podcasts, that you're given some time to become a better man. And I pray for that. I pray for your families as well. And I just would ask you to keep praying for us, because 2021 is going to be just more of the same, more good, holy conversations that are meant to challenge, inspire, and encourage us. So, Scott, I'm going to pass to you. Thank you guys for doing this. This was fun, and know that I'm praying for you guys and look forward to 2021. It's going to be great.
Yeah, thanks a ton, Joe. Thanks for all the work that you have done. He's put a lot of work into this podcast and getting a lot of the guests that have been on and putting us in touch with these awesome people. And so we're super grateful. And again, like Joe said, super grateful to all of you. You know, you heard from us. We're just four guys who have been working on this. This is what kind of touched us, what moved us. But what moved you? You know, at the end of the year is really a good time to reflect on the past year and the way that the Lord has been speaking with us. Not just to look backwards, but really to help us in moving forward, to see what the Lord wants to do with us. We know that heaven is our goal, but we don't always know the way. But as Nick said, we just have to keep taking that next step along the way. And I think this is hopefully a good tool to do that. So the challenge for us this week is to go back to an episode that moved you, re-listen to it, and then share it with one or two friends and tell them why you're sharing it. It's not just like, hey, you should listen to this, but like, this moved me because of this. You know, when you do that on a person-to-person basis, people, you know, they'll take you up on your offer, they'll listen, and I think maybe they'll get something out of it too and see if, hey, did you feel the same way? Is it just me? You know, that sort of thing. I can maybe start a conversation with them as well. So don't underestimate your influence. They'll listen. And I think the goal of this podcast is, one, to share Father Capon's story, but really to inspire others to follow his example, do the simple things in our own lives that make us saints as well. And so we hope that this podcast helps you to do that. We do definitely want to hear from you, though, as Joe mentioned. So if you go to the show notes, we'll have a link there that you can follow to give us just a little bit of feedback. We really love doing this for you, but we'd love to hear your input. What's going well? What really has moved you? What guests have spoken to you? And, you know, is there anything else that we can do in the future? Because we're here to hopefully help you guys. And so great to get some feedback. Hope you have a blessed Christmas time, a blessed New Year, and we've got more great things to come. So stay humble, stay courageous, and we'll finish with a prayer to Father Capon.
Thanks, Scott. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, in the midst of the folly of war, your servant, Chaplain Emil Capon, spent himself in total service to you on the battlefields and in the prison camps of Korea until his death at the hands of his captors. We now ask you, Lord Jesus, if it be your will, to make known to all the world the holiness of Chaplain Capon and the glory of his complete sacrifice for you by signs of miracles and peace. In your name, Lord, we ask, for you are the source of peace, the strength of our service to others, and our final hope. Amen. Father Capon,
pray for us.
Thanks for joining us in the Foxhole. As we go, we're blessed to leave you with these words from Father Capon himself.
We can surely expect that in our own lives there will come a time when we must make a choice between being loyal to the true faith or of giving allegiance to something else which is either opposed to or not in alliance with our faith. O God, we ask of Thee to give us the courage to be ever faithful to Thee. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. May the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon all of you. Amen.